And you are joining us for another edition of Sparks Notes. And today, well, we are going to be taking a little bit of a forward look at some upcoming events at the Macomb Arts Center. And, well, I don't think there's any better person to have in the hot seat to talk about this than Nan Crossman, the Executive Director for the Arts Center. How are you doing today?
I'm great, John. Thank you. Thanks for having me here. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good. It's a nice Tuesday. And, well, hopefully this carries on, although the allergies could be a little bit better.
That's true.
But keeping on point here, we actually just off mic, we were talking about this, looking at the upcoming flyer for everything going on at the Arts Center. Well, what used to be a front side only flyer is now front and back.
Yeah, we have a lot going on and we're really excited about that.
I should say so. Like on one side here, we got all the exhibits, but the ones we're talking about today are the programs and events. And well, right off the top, coming up this Saturday, you've got a little music going on.
We do. We have the annual Macomb Senior High School Jazz Band coming. And they do Jazz on the Square every year, and we are fortunate enough to have them in the Art Center.
Yeah, and that'll be going on at 2 o'clock out on the square. So if you love jazz music, I mean, it's definitely something to hit up.
And it's great to support these kids. They work hard, and we love having them there.
And then, actually, the immediate day after, you've got the next big event going on. One you've kind of been building up to a little while, though we've talked about it before, the improv classes.
Yeah, we have Introduction to Improvisational Theater, and this is a series of six classes that are being led by a WIU theater graduate student, Mike McNamara. These are not classes that you have to take every class. You can come to one or all if you want. It is open to kids from high school all the way up through any age of adult. Anybody who is interested and wants to play around a little bit with some improvisational theater.
Yeah, like you said, this is a six-class series, and that's going on starting on Sunday and going all the way till about early May.
Yes. The last one is that first Saturday in May.
And it's a pretty affordable class when you're paying like $5 a class.
Right.
Which is pretty easy. It's a fun time. Lots going on. Or you can pay up front and actually save a little bit. $25 for the whole set.
Yes, exactly.
And they actually take an advance payments on that one?
The advance payments can be made either on our website, MacombArtsCenter.org/events, or at the Art Center during our gallery hours.
Yep, or right ahead of the first class. I mean, that'll work too.
Right.
So then looking forward after that, we get into early April, and well, we already had the Battle of the Brushes, but now we have the return of the Kids Battle of the Brushes.
We do, and that's always a lot of fun. We do ask people to pre-register for that just so that we know how many kids we have in what age groups. We do first through eighth grade, and there is a $5 fee for materials and prizes and things like that. So it would be great if people can pre-register for that. Again, they can do that on our website or at the Art Center during gallery hours.
And then just a little bit, less than a week later, got two events going on. The first one we were talking about a little bit more off mic, just kind of get a little background on it. And it's the Rocky Rally vote, where everyone will be voting on the kids' Rocky Dog designs.
Exactly. Kids in the area schools are given coloring pages of the Rocky Dog, and they get to design their own Rocky Dog. This is the last round of Rocky Dogs. There will be no more Rocky Dogs made after this. So this time the kids will be designing the Rocky Dogs, and then there is a committee vote on the top 10, and then the community comes to the Art Center on that day, on Saturday, April 13th, between 10 a.m. and 12 noon, to vote on their favorite. And the winning design then gets put into the mix to be chosen to be one of the actual designs of one of the final Rocky Dogs.
And even outside of the vote, I mean, you get to kind of appreciate all the hard work of everybody who isn't in the top 10.
Oh, absolutely. All of the designs will be there for people to look at. And last year we had over 200.
And I got to tell you, being a former kid, I mean, even just seeing your stuff, even if you're not in the running for the top, just seeing it on display is pretty big.
It's very exciting. It really is.
And then later on that evening, the reason we're having the big chat here is the return of Bingo Bash. I think this is the second year for that.
It is the second year. Yep. we're excited. We had an awful lot of fun last year, and I think everybody who was there had a lot of fun, so we wanted to do it again. So that's
Last year we held this one because we were working on getting carpets for the art center.
We were, and as happens sometimes when you start one project, it leads into another and another and another.
Just playing whack-a-mole.
Oh my gosh, just don't ask me about my kitchen project. So, but along those lines, yes, we have kind of had an expansion of the idea of what we want to do. So looking around, we decided that we want to do more. We're looking at what we're calling a top-down renovation of the first floor. So looking at everything. And once we figure out for sure what we can do, and that will depend on estimates for the various components of this project, then we will be announcing what our total needs will be and our timeline. For now, this is a really good thing. I'm glad that you brought that up. We want everybody to know that the funds that were donated for the flooring have been put into CDs that actually have a very nice interest rate. So all of our donors can know that not only is their money not being used for anything else, but it also is increasing a little bit. So that's where things stand right now with that.
Absolutely. And those are all the details, but what we're really interested in is what kind of evening people are looking forward to.
Oh, I hope a really fun evening. So we will have 8 to 10 rounds of bingo. It depends on how long each round takes. Now, last year we discovered some of them went like that. They were so quick. On a couple of them, we had 2 or 3 winners at the same time. And then there are others that take longer. So we just kind of leave it open. We've got a variety of games. There's your basic straight line. There's diagonals. There's X's, there's all of those different games that you can play. So we're going to just have a variety ready and we'll take it as it comes. With prizes, we're going to do what we did last year, which turned out to be a really fun thing. We put all the prizes out on a table and the winner gets to go up and pick prize that they want. So it's kind of a fun thing, a little added interest there. We'll have some raffle prizes as well. We will have snacks on the table. If people want a little bit more substantial, they're welcome to bring their own. We'll have kind of light snacks on the table. We will have a cash bar. We invite families to come, but kids do have to be with an adult. And of course, no one under 21 is allowed into the bar, which is a separate room.
So yeah, no, it's going to be a fun evening playing bingo, helping to raise some funds for what turned out to be carpets is now renovations.
Yes, it is.
But I mean, that's kind of the way it goes. You think you're going to start with one thing and it just blows up.
It escalates.
Yep. And that is just the way it goes. But I mean, that right there is just a taste of what's going on at the McComb Art Center, because that only gets us through mid-April, and we're not going to be getting everything else, kind of save that one for later. But just know there is plenty going on, and if you're interested in what's going on, of course you can head over to the McComb Arts Center website to check out all their events.
Absolutely.
And of course you can also hit up their Facebook or send an email.
Sure, to info@mccombartcenter.org.
You bet. All right, man. Well, plenty going on. I'm sure you've got things to accomplish today, but we're going to leave it at that and leave people excited for it. And until next time, I want to thank you so much for stopping out and chatting about the events happening at the McComb Arts Center.
Thank you so much for having us, John. It is always a pleasure to be here.